Fellow Freedom fans, we're back. And I just tried to get a hold of a report done by the Federal Reserve. And sometimes it's really strange I've been finding lately when there's reports that go out in public and they're made public and suddenly somebody regrets it because the public has noticed it. It suddenly disappears from the internet, from government websites. And so I just went to the official report of the Federal Reserve that Mr. Alan Grayson was talking about when he was asking Mr. Ben Bernanke some questions this week in Congress. And what they were doing, they were considering these bills that are, let me go to see what those numbers are. This is, I'm getting off of the, let's see, it's House Resolution 1207 and Senate 604. These are bills to audit the Federal Reserve. And it turns out it says here, 276 co-sponsors on a bill to audit the Federal Reserve. And I think that's kind of interesting. And just before the break, I played questions that were being asked by Representative Alan Grayson of the 8th Florida District. That he is a representative of people here in our broadcast area. And so he was posing some questions to Mr. Bernanke. He was pretty cool about it. But we're going to play that clip again in its entirety because I think it's important for us to think, what are your representatives doing these days in Congress? And it helps us to shine light on this issue. I'm going to read something now that I found on Forbes.com. This is an article I found on Forbes.com. It says, Bernanke fights audit threat to the Fed. Central bank chief argues more review would compromise independence. Well, yes. Seeking to deny legislative victory over for one of the Fed's biggest opponents. So here it goes on. He faced some questions on Tuesday from Congress. He was speaking to the House Financial Services Committee, and he said, despite these some positive signs, the rate of job loss remains high and unemployment rate has continued its steep rise. Well, that may happen right along with an increase in minimum wage, too. If somebody's budget is not able to cope with the increase in the minimum wage, it may be that they're not hiring anybody. So we'll see how that works out. He discussed the Federal Reserve strategy to extricate itself from the outsized role it's taken in the economy to avert financial disaster. He reminded Congress about the need to get the budget deficit fixed. Well, it's kind of an insane comment, because this whole thing is based on a deficit. It's a planned deficit. So it's kind of like this whole weird Federal Reserve, Treasury Department, congressional permission partnership here that gave the Treasury Secretary a lot of latitude to do some really strange things that empower them to do things that are unprecedented in U.S. government intervention of business. And also, the Federal Reserve's doing some things they hadn't done before. And you're not going to hear this in this clip, but Mr. Bernanke said, oh, we do this kind of thing all the time. Well, when you watch all the testimony, especially Representative Grayson pointed out, he said, well, I haven't seen you do this until this financial crisis. In fact, he says, all these reports you've given us all these years, we don't see any time you've just done this a mega swap like this. This is unprecedented. And he admitted it. Okay. Yeah. So I said earlier, it's something we do all the time. Yeah, it's something we've never done before, but we've always had the power to do it. That's essentially what he was trying to say. But the words he used, he kind of made it look like, oh, this is just something we do. Well, now finally they did it. So there's a lot of weird things going on, because I think people are starting to say to their Congress, who's in charge? Who's really running the show? There are some with great character and great risk, I think, to their political persuasions and their political power, are putting their neck on a chopping block and are asking some tough questions. So Mr. Bernanke reminded Congress, this is out of Forbes.com, about the need to get the budget deficit fixed. He said, we risk having neither financial stability nor durable economic growth, he said. Now, Mr. Bernanke just said something that is occurring to every red, blue, green, white, or any kind of blooded American anybody with a rational mind that has not succumbed to the pandemic of dementia is he said something that has occurred to everybody. We risk having neither financial stability nor durable economic growth. So we see something going on and we realize it's wrong. And if you've got any sense, any education about this stuff at all, you realize it has to ultimately go back to some kind of authority, is somebody exercising power that goes beyond a constitutional authority. And I think that's what Ron Paul and Mr. Grayson and some other people, some other Congress, some of your representatives are actually stopping and asking tough questions about what authority does this go back to. So I'm going to play again that YouTube clip, and I want you to listen to your representative, Alan Grayson, as he questions Mr. Bernanke about what's going on. Now, and again, I'm going to tell you what to listen for. When he's pointing out this $553 billion swap, this kind of a thing where they say, here, take our Federal Reserve notes and loan them out. Normally, we, the Federal Reserve, would loan them out, but we're going to give them to you. Remember, these Federal Reserve notes represent what Congress ought to be monitoring, and Congress is supposed to be in control of, and that's the money system and all that kind of stuff. You know, not making things up out of thin air, regulating the value of money. And they're saying, here, Europe, or somebody, a central bank in Europe, you're going to loan out these things that may never come back to us or may get spent some way, maybe spent by our enemies. Who knows? I mean, who knows what they're going to do? Maybe they'll give it to the Taliban. We don't know what they're going to do with this stuff, do we? But let's see what they say here. Now, you know, here's the other question is, Mr. Bernanke, you're going to hear him actually admit that what they're doing is that it's a loan. It's not real money. We're giving them a loan of $553 billion. They're giving us a loan. So we're taking upon debt that we owe the Central European Bank, $550 billion of whatever their thing is. The problem is, what if next week the value of the dollar goes down with relationship to the euro? That means we owe them 500 billion euros. And you know what? Next week, it may cost us 400 trillion U.S. dollars to get the 500 billion dollar euros. You know that? Somebody else's control of all this stuff. Somebody who is not you, who is not the Congress, who is not the president, who's not the Secretary of the Treasury. They could be in Zimbabwe for all I know, and they could be an enemy of America. Very well may be influencing whether America is going to go in complete slavery to some foreign entity because we now owe the euros to the Central European Bank. Somebody may be trying to seize America. We don't know what these guys are doing. We don't know what relationship they have. And if you actually look at the International Monetary Fund and the IMF, the bank, this bank organization that runs it, I'm telling you what, these are guys who are just, it's kind of a little global cabal there. And I'm not making this up. I mean, I actually go to these, I go to their website, I see what's in public, and I look at it and I go, my goodness. Look who's pulling the strings in the Federal Reserve Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Let's listen to what your representative Grayson said.
Balance sheet, and one of the entries on the balance sheet is under assets, central bank liquidity swaps, which shows an increase from the end of 2007 from $24 billion to $553 billion in change at the end of 2008. What's that?
Those are swaps that were done with foreign central banks. Many many foreign banks are short dollars and into our markets looking for dollars and drive up interest rates and create volatility in our markets. What we have done is, with a number of major central banks, like the European Central Bank, for example, we swap our currency, dollars, for their currency, euros. They take the dollars, lend it out to the banks in their jurisdiction. That helps bring down interest rates in the global market for dollars. And meanwhile, we're not lending to those banks, we're lending to the central bank. The central bank is responsible for repaying us.
So who got the money?
To financial institutions in Europe and other countries.
Which ones?
I don't know.
$500 trillion and you don't know who got the money?
The loans go to the central banks and they then put them out to their institutions to try to bring down short-term interest rates in dollar markets around the world.
Well, let's start with which central banks got the money.
There are 14 of them, which are listed in our, I'm sure they're listed in here somewhere.
All right, so who actually made that decision to hand out $1 trillion that way, $500 billion? Who made that decision?
The Federal Open Market Committee.
Okay, and was it done at one time or in a series of meetings?
A series of meetings.
And under what legal authority?
Okay, before we go to that, the big question, what legal authority? I wonder how far this investigation of legal authority is going to go, because this is a hot potato. And there's things that are occurring to me, it's just, and I hope this has occurred to you. You're listening to Eagle 104.3, this is the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Alan Carmichael. I'll explain what we're doing here. This really did occur to me, it just in the last couple of seconds. They gave away, let's say, $500 billion to a foreign bank, or 14 central foreign banks, without knowing who they're lending it to from there. So these dollars could be going to Taliban, could be going to Taliban supporters. We won't know. Somebody else in a foreign country that may have not the restrictions that we might have to do business with certain people, they may not have the same restrictions that we have. So they may be taking foreign dollars and lending it out. And again, this is called a swap. Well, but he admitted it's actually a loan, that we've loaned them $500 billion, they've loaned us $500 billion effectively at the current exchange rate, the current today, current exchange rate. The problem is that exchange rate may change, won't it? It's very possible that it'll change. And so we could be taking over the world through some little cabal action, or the world, somebody on the other side of the world can be taking over America through this kind of thing. That is literally the potential here. So let's go on and see what happens when he posed this question about authority.
We have a longstanding legal authority to do swaps with other central banks. It's not an emergency authority of any kind.
Anything specific about it?
Do you know the... My counsel says Section 14 of the Federal Reserve Act.
All right, we actually looked at one of the arrangements, and one of the arrangements is $9 billion for New Zealand. That works out to $3,000 for every single person who lives in New Zealand. Seriously, wouldn't it be better to extend that kind of credit to Americans rather than New Zealanders?
It's not costing Americans anything. We're getting interest back, and it comes back. It's not at the cost of any American credit. We are extending credit to Americans.
Well, wouldn't it necessarily affect the credit markets if you extend $500 billion in credit to anybody?
We are lending to all U.S. Financial institutions in exactly the same way.
Well, look at the next page. The very next page has the U.S. dollar nominal exchange rate, which shows a 20% increase in the U.S. dollar nominal exchange rate at exactly the same time that you were handing out $500 billion to foreigners. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Yes.
Okay, I like Alan Grayson's, I don't want to run this too much, but we're going to be taking a great break here. Look at that. He says, well, okay, he's connecting the dots. You've got a representative in the 8th District who's up there on this committee, and he's looking to try to connect the dots. And he sees what's going on. He said that, hey, you just loaned $3,000 for every New Zealander. You just have enabled New Zealand to do that. Now, the problem is, you know, with this fractional reserve kind of thing, actually, when you say you give enough to loan out 3,000, what they end up doing is they loan out 30,000. That's what's going on, folks. We've got some run amok thing going on, and I am actually inspired that I see the Congress taking a little bit note of this, and now it's making it public of what they're paying attention to. This is a very interesting time in our history. We're going to come back on the top of the hour of the Faith and Freedom Show, talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We shall return.